It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk with a genetic researcher about efforts to sequence the entire planet's DNA and how that'll support human life in the future.
First, when we talk about Wisconsin's economy, we usually focus on things like job creation and unemployment. But one key step toward job creation is business creation. So how does Wisconsin perform when it comes to entrepreneurship or creating startups?
According to a new report from the Kauffman Foundation, the answer is pretty bleak. The state ranked last in the nation for startup activity, with Milwaukee ranking 39th out of 40 of the country's largest metropolitan areas.
John Eckhart joins us now for a look at the details. He's the executive director of the Weinert Center for Entrepreneurship and an associate professor of management at UW-Madison. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Veronica.
Well, as someone who researches this topic, works closely with entrepreneurs, how significant is this bad news about Wisconsin startups for the state?
So it's important for people to understand that the Kauffman Foundation is doing a very good job with this index. This represents some very careful work. It's one of the best measures we have of entrepreneurship across the economy that you could use to kind of look and compare states. Having said that, and within that discussion, essentially, there's not a lot of good news in the sense that, you know, you can look at the data in different ways, and it's almost impossible to imagine that Wisconsin would be top 10. And so for those of us that aspire to perform well in entrepreneurship, this is not good news. It's not exciting. On the other side, it's very difficult to use the same data that they're using here and know if we're number 30 or number 50. So I think the way to kind of interpret it from that standpoint is this is good information. This is good data. It's probably not as bad as people are expecting, but it certainly isn't good news. And we can talk in a little bit maybe about how this index is calculated and then help people understand it a little bit better.
And to look at that state measure, Wisconsin fell 5 rankings from the last time this measure was taken. Is that particularly alarming? Or are you going to measure that out with some different variables too?
Well, the index is very different this year than years past. It's computed in a way that it's a little better. So in years past, it was based on just one measure, the rate of new entrepreneurs in the U.S. economy or their estimate of that by each state. And that's really looking at within the adult population how many people within the state started new firms. What happened this year is they added 2 more measures, something called the opportunity share of new entrepreneurs, and that's the portion of those people that started firms that left a current job, for example, to start the new company. And the idea is that they probably left for greener pastures in comparison to somebody who maybe was unemployed and then started a new company. And this last measure is called the startup density, or the portion of firms within a region or a state that are employer firms, so they have at least one employee, divided by the total population. And this last measure is actually a 2012 number. So it's 3 years old. These other 2 measures are 3-year averages, with the last average being 2014.
Okay, so aside from those last 2 that are newer or changed, what else goes into determining that list?
So what these measures are doing, and maybe we can focus on the first one, is that it really is counting every single kind of entrepreneurship the same. Okay, and so what that means is that if somebody starts a coffee shop that's designed to serve customers locally, maybe within their neighborhood, that's counted in exactly the same way as an entrepreneurial endeavor where somebody is starting a software company where they aspire to serve customers all across the world. Okay, this is not good or it's not bad. It just is. And in fact, most of the index is counting things like coffee shops, bookstores, construction firms. It's more like counting things like that than software companies. And so that's where I think what a lot of us would really like to know is how good is Wisconsin at in starting companies that are going to grow fast and be like an epic that would employ lots of other people and impact economic development in our region. And the index, as far as I can tell, is very little about that. It's much more about kind of the smaller kind of businesses that are serving local customers.
So Epic being the healthcare software company based in Madison. So is there a way to get better data on companies like that you say employ lots of people and create an industry in a big job market?
And this is, I think, something to commend the Kauffman Foundation on, is that they're at this current point, there really isn't. So I know that they're working hard to come up with better measures, but what they're doing is they're very clever. They took a national survey that's very reputable. That's actually the same survey that we used every month to report the official unemployment numbers for the U.S. economy. They looked at that survey, and then it wasn't designed to track entrepreneurship, but they're using it to try and measure entrepreneurship. On the downside, it's the best you can do. There really isn't a good measure that at the moment that can give us the precision that we'd like to focus on industries and types of firms and so on.
No, it seems like when you look at an impact on the economy point of view, the EPIC sort of model where they're creating a lot of jobs, starting an industry, going beyond the borders of the state, that has higher impact on the state. But do we also care equally about the people who are starting the single business, the hair salon, the coffee shop?
Absolutely. They're all fundamentally important to economic development. And a vibrant economy makes it easy for people to start the businesses that they would like to start that they feel their community needs. And so for sure, the coffee shops, restaurants, it's very much part of what makes Madison a very special place, in my view. And they're very much large contributors to employment in the economy.
Now let's focus in on some of these big job creator type startups. What does a city need to do? What does a state need to do to foster a good place to grow companies like that?
So if you want to focus on maybe some of the opportunities before us, from my perspective, one of the things that I see that gets me excited but also a little bit frustrated is that as a professor at the university, I get to teach amazing people. They come here from all over the world, all over the state, all over the country. They come to UW-Madison, and they do amazing work. They study very hard. And what often happens is that we train them really well, and then they leave the state. And that's unfortunate. You know, some of them stay, but many of them leave. And there's some things the university has been doing to try and directly address this. So in the past, I guess, about 3 years, what we've done is we've shifted – how we train entrepreneurs on campus and also who we're training to try and make a landing spot for more of these students to come and stay. And the major focus here is that we're trying to give people the skill set but also the mindset so that they feel confident in betting on themselves by starting a new company instead of waiting to bet on themselves until later in their economic lives. And then the second thing we're doing is we've literally opened the doors to entrepreneurship courses to the entire campus, where it used to be kind of a secret thing that was left only to business students. And so our enrollment has gone from just a few hundred students that were all business students to well over 1,200 students from all across the campus, postdocs, PhDs, undergrads, engineers, people in LNS that come in and learn about entrepreneurship while they're on the campus.
So how do those things convince people to stay in Wisconsin? Is it just a sheer numbers game? If there's more of them are likely to stay?
So that's a great question. And one of the other things that I saw is I would look out in the community. My pitch to the students was, look, you should be an entrepreneur. And the other half of it is you should be one here or can think about being one here. And if you look at Madison and in the state, I think it's an area where there's some struggles and then there's some opportunities and some new developments. So one thing that I became involved in is I'm a co-founder of a seed investment fund and a business accelerator called Generator. And this project is very much the brainchild of a gentleman by the name of Joe Kurgis, who is a Milwaukee businessman, and Troy Vossler, who's here in Madison. And what we basically do is we help aspiring entrepreneurs who want to grow these and create these high technology companies, we try and make it easier for them by leveraging our community and getting them resources and capital and training them so that they can be better off. And in the last 3 years, we've helped get off the ground and accelerate over 30 companies. They employ several hundred people. And they've raised over $40 million in venture capital from investors from all across the country.
We're talking right now with John Eckert, Executive Director of the Weinert Center for Entrepreneurship, talking about some new numbers for entrepreneurship in Wisconsin. Wisconsin at the bottom of the list as a state and also the city of Milwaukee. And let's talk now about Milwaukee. It ranked 39 out of 40 large metropolitan areas in the country for startup activity. Only city lower than that is Pittsburgh. So what challenges specifically do you see happening in Milwaukee?
So I have had the opportunity to spend a fair amount of time in Milwaukee as part of my work at Generator in the university. And what I basically see there is opportunity in an area of expertise that we don't always understand is important to entrepreneurship. And what that is that when we think of entrepreneurs, we often think of the founder, maybe an iconic entrepreneur, and they have an idea, and then they build a company. And one of the things that they really need is expertise on how to run that company at all managerial levels. And Milwaukee has expertise, broad expertise in a variety of industries where you have middle managers and people that can run budgets and run factories and everything else that are in that city, literally, that can help entrepreneurs form and manage those kinds of companies in a way that we don't have in Madison. On the other side, you know, I think maybe because we have these large employers in Milwaukee, and for the most part, they're quite successful, people are happy where they are, and they're less likely to take that leap, that jump into a new opportunity. And that's in part it's frustrating for me as an entrepreneurship professor, but it's also kind of a good thing in a sense that they are happily employed while they're in Milwaukee.
Now, John, just briefly as we wrap up, do you think that lawmakers are doing enough to address the problem of creating a favorable climate for entrepreneurs in Wisconsin?
So, you know, there's many things that are percolating in the Capitol, and as you know, I'm not on top of all different legislation that's there. I think two things that I really like to focus on is one is that it's important that we have labor mobility, that we have a legal framework where it's easier for people to leave their current employer and start a company. And there are some changes in employment law that are being considered that hopefully will not add restrictions to that. Secondarily, this whole discussion around the university is that the university really drives entrepreneurship and economic development in two ways from my perspective. One, it's these amazing technologies that are invented on our campus that become the core to firms that are created that employ people, and maybe CDI is a great example of that. But the other thing we overlook and we forget is that there are tens of thousands of people that come to Wisconsin because of Madison, because of the university, that are studying almost every topic known to humankind at a very high level, and they go do things. They go start companies, and they learn how to do that while we're here. And I hope that we focus going forward more on the opportunities and how to enable that and make that more effective, and less on ways of making that machine smaller and not as effective.
John, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
We've been talking to John Eckert, Executive Director of the Weinert Center for Entrepreneurship and Associate Professor of Management at UW-Madison, talking about a new report that ranks Wisconsin as last in the nation for entrepreneurial activity.